And now World on Three with Lopakatari.
A quick journey along the Bosphorus connecting Turkey with Morocco, Istanbul to Tangier. Glou El Rim from Fanfaray, a modern street band from the Maghreb, in their case the coastal plains of Morocco. Fanfaray is a mix of brass fanfare and rai, Algerian rock, and their music is all about their love for and flirtation with musical sounds from carefree wanderings across North Africa and Europe. That piece was a tune they picked up when they met the gypsy orchestra called Karagöz from Turkey, and it's on their album Tani, out on Tour and Sol. Welcome to World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari. Tonight I've got more from Fanfaray, music from some of the artists who are going to be touring the UK this summer. And my guest is a man who's been referred to as the reluctant musician. But given that he's been over here promoting his first studio album in an absolute age, perhaps it no longer applies. He is indeed Spider John Koerner. I've also got lots of new releases, such as this one from New Orleans Street Crusaders, the Hot Eight Brass Band. It's called Tombstone, and this is Take It to the House, one of many stories that the album tells of the people they've loved and lost and those whose music they cherish. This is dedicated to Jacob Johnson, the first Hot Eight Band member, and it embodies the spirit of New Orleans' second line funeral parades.
Yeah. Man, why Lil Jake, man? I don't know, man. Sound bad, that is sound bad.
What they had to do him like that?
Man, we want to tell you, ain't never mess with nobody, man.
We never mess with nobody.
We got nobody.
We got it.
Thank you.
That's your boy.
Ich bin ein Berliner, the world is my land. Ich bin ein Kongolese, the world is my land. Ich bin the world is my land. Keke Mugawa, keke na kuso sa mambu, keme sola nini. Ich hab in Ostberlin gewohnt. In Weinzenseweg 2, Nummer 0303 in Deutsche Demokratische Republik. DDR. Und ich will auch sagen, was ich ab da gesehen. Immer in Straße, die kleinen Kinder sagen in ihrer Mutter: Mama, Mama, guck mal die Neger. Ja, ich bin Neger, aber du bist Kartoffel.
Kartoffel!
Quand j'étais gamin, je vivais à Berlin Est, RDA. Le petit blanc qui me voyait passer disait à leur maman: Maman, maman, regarde les nègres. Nègres, ha, peut-être, mais moi, je passais le mur deux fois par jour. Ich bin ein Berliner, the world is my land.
Deutschland is my land.
Ah.
Congo is my land. Frankreich is my land. Kenya
Mugawa.
Japan is my land.
Jetzt ich bin bei mir. Mein Kongo ist wunderbar, aber hat viel Problem Politik. Und die kleinen Kind hat nicht etwas zu essen. Ich bin eine Kongolese. The world is my land. The world is my land.
America is my land.
The rhythms of a country injected with the urban grooves of its capital, Kinshasa. A city where every house has a musician, making it a city for the ears, not for the eyes. And so says Jupiter Bokonji, bandleader of Orquest International. And his album, Hotel Universe, says it all. It is a real hotel, and it's where Jupiter goes to escape from the city and get inspiration for his music, often over a few whiskies in the hotel bar frequented by many colourful locals. The World Is My Land is a song he wrote about his time in East Germany. And I've got another track from Hotel Universe later on in the programme. Jupiter and Orquest International are currently touring around Europe and are due to play at Glastonbury on the 28th of June and the Olympic Park at the end of July, and many other dates in between. Do have a look online for details. Istanbul, Tangier, New Orleans, Kinshasa. Now for a stopover in Paris by way of Louisiana. Sarah Savoy and the Francadians, a clever word for French and Canadians, are here for the Songlines Encounters Festival at King's Place in London on the 6th of June. While they're here, they're going to come by Radio 3 and do a session for the programme. So here's a taste of some of their Cajun fare. C'est triste sans lui. It's sad without him.
De encontrar un rumbo diferente para abrir de paso. de l'amor, del gaucho y de toda la gente. Qué bueno, che, qué lindo es reírnos como hermanos. ¿Por qué esperar para cambiar la muga y de compás?
Tango, yes. Gotan Project, yes. But brought to you by an orchestra from Finland and a town called Kokkola. Kokkola means place of bonfire. Quite apt, really, given the fires that are fueled by the tango. Guardia Nueva is the name of the orchestra, their debut album, and the name of their label. Last week, I don't know if you remember, but I played a song by Sam Amadon, the other half of award-winning English folk singer Beth Orton. Bright Sunny South is Sam's seventh album, and it's just wonderful. 11 covers of songs that he's deconstructed and built anew in such a way that they become original, if you see what I mean. This is his take on fellow American Tim McGraw's song My Old Friend, which is also the first single from the album.
My old friend, I recall times we had our hanging on my wall. I wouldn't trade them for gold. They laughed and they cried me, they somehow sanctified me. They're woven in the stories I have told. Until again, my old friend, I apologize for the years that I've passed since last time you and I dusted off those memories. The running and the races, people and the places, there was always somewhere else I had to be. Time gets thin, my old friend. Don't know. This song's for you, 'cause a few simple verses was the least that I could do to tell the world that you were here. The love and the laughter will live on long after all of the sadness and the tears. We'll meet again, my old friend. Goodbye. 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 We'll be right back.
surrounded by people turning into crowds. Hop on, hop off, 43 stops. You hopped on a long time ago and now you can't get off. Stole a moment of my time, if not I would have drowned. Go ahead now, don't turn around. Pull yourself together and get off the ground. Same bus and we don't wanna get off.
Belgian gypsy swing Pete Maris's Jean Toujours is bringing out a new album in September. And that track there, Hop On, is a taster of their new laid-back groove. It's on digital release on the band's website. I can't wait to hear what the rest of the album brings. And someone you don't have to wait any longer to hear is my guest on the programme tonight, a champion of the American blues and folk revival and an inspiration to Bob Dylan, Spider John Koerner. Was in town to promote his first studio album in a long time. It was recorded in the UK in a matter of days and it's called What's Left of Spider John. By the sounds of it, quite a bit. Here he is with Leather Winged Bat.
I said the little leather winged bat, I'll tell you the reason that I fly by night is because I lost my heart's delight. Haddy-daddy-na-diddle-o-day, 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 and hey, hey, diddly-o. I said a red bird is sitting on a fence, I once loved a handsome wench. She got saucy and from me fled, and ever since my head's been red. Haddy-daddy-na-diddle-o-day, 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 and hey, hey, diddly-o. I said the bluebird as he flew, I once loved a young gal too. She got saucy and wanted to go, got me a new string for my bow. Haddy-daddy-na-diddle-o-day, 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 and hey, hey, diddly-o. I said to Robin as he flew, when I was a young man I chose two. One didn't love me, the other one would, and don't you think my notion's good. Haddy-daddy-na-diddle-o-day, 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 and hey, hey, diddly-o. hoot said the owl with her head so white. A lonesome day and a lonesome night. Did I hear some pretty gal say she'd court all night and sleep all day? Hidey-didey-na-diddle-o-day. 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 And hey, hey, diddly-o. Well, no, said the turtle dove, that's no way to gain his love. You want to gain your heart's delight to keep him awake both day and night. Hidey-didey-na-diddle-o-day. 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 And hey, hey, diddly-o.
Leather-winged bat from Spider John Kerner, a national treasure, and I would like to say no longer deserving of this lost genius thing, lost genius of the American blues and folk revival. You're not a lost genius. You're right here. You're right in the heart of where you need to be. It's great to see you again, John.
Thank you. I'm becoming less of a genius than I used to be, though.
What makes you say that? You come out with a new record. That's brilliant.
Yeah, and I'm glad it happened too, you know. But I'm getting to be an old man now, you know.
Age. It's just a number. It's just a number.
Well, yeah. There are other things that come along with a number.
In fact, last time when we met, which was a couple of years ago on your birthday at the Maidavale Studios, I think we ended up and you were saying that you weren't quite sure whether you'd make another record, whether you'd cut another record. So what was it that happened in these last 2 years that got you back in the studio?
Actually, I was here last year with Chip Smith, the fiddle player. And these guys, Les and his compatriots, wanted me to do a record. They had done one with Tom Paley before, which seemed to work out okay. And between them and Chip, they talked me into going into the studio. That was that.
You make it sound as though it was a kind of semi-impulse thing. I mean, how did you decide what songs to put on to make an entire album?
Well, we actually... Except for one, all these songs are songs that have been recorded before, at least once.
And it's a mix of your own songs and a lot of traditional verses and stuff. And in fact, I've been telling everybody God's Penny story, which I think is one of the most delightful things I've ever come across. Where did you find that?
Actually, the first time I heard that was on the radio, National Public Radio. There's a couple of guys that talk about cars and how to fix them, but they're very funny guys too, and they told that. And then later I got a hold of a book, which a very interesting book, which has a lot of jokes in it, but it was written by a couple of, I don't know, psychologists or something, and they were picking out jokes that had some actual meaning to them, and this one was in that book as well. And it's a really good, you know, one. It's my favorite, and I like a well-constructed joke, and this is one of those.
The title of the album, What's Left of Spider John, it sounds like a bit of a downer.
Yeah.
Is that how you're feeling?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's kind of a downer, but on the other hand, it's supposed to be funny.
You know? Which
it
is.
It came from, over the past few years, somebody come up to me and say, hey, are you Spider John? I'd say, well, what's left of him?
A lot of your songs are, you know, as I was saying, a lot of these kind of old folk songs are kind of blues, rags, what they call hollers. Is that right? Hollers?
Yeah.
But you don't seem to write many that are truly personal, in the sense that you're putting your heart on your sleeve.
No, I don't like to do that.
No, there's always that sense that you're a little bit, you're telling a story. It might have been something that affected you, but it's done in a kind of third-party way.
Right. Actually, at some point back when, I decided that I'd try, if I was going to make up a song, I'd try to keep the word I out of it.
Yeah. Well, then that leads us very nicely onto this next song that you're going to sing, which is Everybody's Going for the Money. Not just I'm going for the money, but everybody is.
Right.
Tell me something about this. This is one of your own compositions, isn't it, John?
Yeah. This one was made up a long time ago, decades ago. And I'm happy to say it still seems, well, maybe I'm not so happy, but it still seems pertinent these days.
Yeah.
Shall I go ahead?
Please do.
Yeah.
Everybody's going for the money. thinking it makes the world go round. But this old world, it keeps a turning on and on. I know when you're laying underneath the ground that somebody got a hold on you. They got a hold on your everyday life, a hold on your friends and your relatives too. How they got a hold on your children and your wife. Hey, they sell you on the television, they sell you on the radio. They'll sell you any old way that they can. Yes, they come knocking on your front door. I think I will buy me a wonderful car, a TV and a stereo. I'll drive and I watch and I will listen all the time, and I won't have to think anymore. Yeah, now that we got everything that we want, I'll tell you something you might know. It won't be long until this way of life is gone. Is it better that way or don't you know? Yeah, why sing a song about money? Why sing about anything at all? Hey, now take your life in hand and steal it from the man before he send you to the wall. Yes, everybody's thinking about the money. Oh, they're thinking it makes the world go round. But this old world, it keeps a-turning on and on. I know when you're laying underneath the ground.
Everybody's Going for the Money, one of John's own compositions. More from the Humble Folk Hero in a bit. You're listening to Lop Akotari here on BBC Radio 3. Still to come, some American Saharan rock, Italian folk music turned on its head, and a double helping of Galician pipes. The Songlines Encounters Festival starts this coming week on the 5th of June. It's taking place at King's Place around the corner from King's Cross in London. 4 days of music from Eastern Europe to Palestine, America to Senegal. Now, I mentioned that Sarah Savoy and the Francadians are going to be playing on the 7th. Well, these guys, Malik Patesso and Bao Sissoko, are going to be there on the following evening. This is Fede from their last album, Aduna. Thank you.
te joine no leuru wae god no leuru wae god nyala wae ndiuri tawda wae bali ko non fatima ta sal wae yontande koro bandu tam siru nyaay burba jolof min automato sincho pamam be sare mama Arwande fanta habibana mama Aisata demane gomma Mariam Abdul Dama Jumairu Monje Billa Bokar Khadija Mbara Hira Jam Koro bando alaji dabo njai njai be gaine kombaro di la mi latte kono ko njai be la mi muro katanu amadu ali jeliya njai minau tumatu durele njai sare mama sena bubongal bi samba sule samba jom aliu janga sule bubo gasere tewol sawlam gonna bandu usman bari bari boban chingel fene ko de tabelle rube tonde Kabe sukabe sukare tama Rabe sukabe jade jaman Rabe sukabe sukara jamanu 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 jaman Rabe sukabe jade jaman
Et l'intégrité, l'assurance, la dignité et l'humilité grandissante dans le cœur de tes enfants. Par la justesse de leurs actes, par leur union et leur constance, connivence et respect mutuel, ils te soulageront des mots qui te rongent. Je t'aime, Afrique, Afrique, je t'aime. Quelle est ma idée? Sansuma yalanga ndusumaraye
bastard, wounded Africa. Why do you keep the role of the beautiful, naive, deceived? Yet my faith doesn't know failure, more intense than ever. My faith doesn't know failure. I love you, beautiful Africa. Afrique, je t'aime. I love you, beautiful Africa. You're beautiful, Africa.
Beautiful African, beautiful Rokia Traoré. What a voice and what presence on stage. I saw her at Cargo the other night for an up-close, very up-close gig. We were packed in like sardines. And as ever, she commanded the stage with softness, power and elegance. I can't wait to see what she does on the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury this year. It's going to be incredible. This year, as a show of solidarity with Mali, where the Islamists in the north have banned music, and to honour the part that African musicians have played at the festival over the decades, the Malians will be opening the Pyramid Stage every day at Glastonbury, and all over the festival, West African music will be heavily featured. Now here's another tune from Congo's Jupiter and Okwes International, a song that is actually called Congo.
Le 30 juin 1960, Palais de la Nation, Léopoldville, Kinshasa aujourd'hui. Écoutez-moi ça.
Nous avons connu les ironies, les insultes, les coups que nous devions subir matin, midi et soir. Parce que nous étions des nerfs.
Bakoko na biso toteka makilo kola mungwa e na tango ya bakoko na biso toteka makilo kola basenzi e lipandango tozwa kinde ya pasi lipandango tozwa kinde ya kolelelela e.
Mamma, songa kate baye baya kanzela e mona na kate duluse 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 mame ame ae
à l'époque coloniale nos ancêtres étaient des esclaves. On les fouettait trois fois par jour, mais ils bouffaient trois fois par jour. Puis nos parents ont pris l'indépendance, soi-disant. Ils ont fait le pays à leur image. Et 50 ans plus tard, les Congolais bouffent une fois par jour à 22 heures. Mes frères, je m'interroge. Est-ce la faute des Blancs ou celle de nos parents? Est-ce qu'on est indépendant ou dépendant? Tout dépend. L'histoire nous jugera. L'histoire nous jugera.
Seven, 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 seven.
American Saharan rock, Aminata Waziji Traore, giving voice to a track that she wrote with Chris Eggman and Hugo Race of Dirt Music. La Paix, Peace, is from Troubles, another album like Rokia Traore's that was inspired by and is about what's going on in Mali. Chris and Hugo headed out to Bamako last September with some ideas and unfinished recordings and walked into unrest and turbulence in Mali. In the sessions that transpired on the dance floor of Salif Keita's Mofu Club, where they were joined by many guest artists, they put this album together. Glitterbeat Records is bringing out Troubles Volume 2 from the remaining sessions early next year. Monsieur Perriné used to be a group of four young Colombians living in Bogota back in 2007. Today, its ranks have nearly doubled to seven. And by the sounds of it, they're having a lot of fun. This is La Muerte from their album Hecho a Mano, out on Flowfish Music. Youthful Colombian swing, 1930s Paris, and a bit of today's psychedelia.
كنت عايشاني باسم بين حبابي رباه الهرباق وجيتي ويا بنت الناس وتقوي عذابي رباه الهرباق واللي تعشير الكيس ودع صوابي ويا رباه الهرباق مين عودت انا بطلتيتي ويا رباه الهرباق قلبي بقاك انتي ويا رباه الهربا صارت يا مسرير ساكن الحمري ويا رباه الهربا حيك المرمطة العمرشي ويا رباه الهربا والمشي حبة وجوش هادك ما نبغي ويا رباه الهربا
Reggae and Rai, Robo El Horobo, another fine song from Morocco's Fanfarai. The album Tani really is worth a listen. And you can find details of it and the other tracks from tonight's programme on our website at bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. And also on the website you can see photos of Spider John Kerner when he came in to do the session for the programme. And here's the second part of that session. Spider John started off with a song called Delia's Gone.
Delia cursed out Tony on a Saturday night. I cursed him such a wicked curse, he swore he'd take her life. Delia's gone, one more round of Delia's gone. The first time he shot her, and he shot her in the side. The second time he shot her, well, she laid down and died. Delia's gone, one more round of Delia's gone. They called for the doctor, he came dressed in black. Did everything a doctor could do, but he couldn't bring Delia back. Delia's gone, one more round of Delia's gone. Monday he was arrested, and Tuesday he would try. The jury found him guilty and the judge said 99. Delia's gone, one more round of Delia's gone. 99 years in a prison, hey judge, that ain't no time. I got a brother in New Orleans doing 999. Delia's gone, one more round of Delia's gone. Now Tony's in the jailhouse, drinking out a silver cup. Delia's in the graveyard, she won't get up. Delia's gone, oh yes, Delia's gone. Jailer ain't a jailer, how can I sleep? All around my bed at night I can hear little Delia's feet. Delia's gone, oh yes, Delia's gone. Delia ain't a Delia, why didn't you run? Didn't you see that desperado with his 44 smokeless gun? Delia's gone, one more round of Delia's gone. Now some gave Delia a nickel, some gave her a dime. I didn't give her nothing, she weren't no gal of mine. Delia's gone, one more round of Delia's gone.
Delia's gone from Spider John Kerner, a master music crafter. You really are. You've got this distinctive style of pushing and pulling and kind of snapping that guitar. And the way your lyrics just sort of slide in there, it's, it makes it seem so effortless. But I don't think anybody could imitate that, John.
Well, yeah. Most of the playing I do probably is in bars. And if you're playing in a bar, of course, you can't go softly with it. So I try to learn how to punch it out somewhat, you know. And also, it's most important that the words are heard clearly. Back in the old days, I used to mumble a bit, you know. But now I try to make sure that anybody who's listening can hear what the story is.
Do you still build your vintage boats, your wooden boats?
Yeah, yeah. These are boats that are easy to build if you're at all handy. And they're representatives of boats that were back in the 1800s when sawmills started showing up in America and planks were available. People started making boats. They were work boats, basically, usually associated with fishing or oystering, and the design or the construction of these things is actually quite simple. On the other hand, like the folk process does, over a period of time they get sophisticated in their own way, and they were all over the place at a point until motors started showing up, and then things changed.
But you've still got one, have you, that you sail at all or not?
I've got a couple of them, yeah. I build them and I don't take very good care of them, then I build another one.
And so the cycle continues.
Yeah.
Are you writing new songs these days?
Writing songs these days is like trying to dig a mountain away with a spoon. It takes me years. On this record, there's one song that's never been recorded before, which is the latest one I've written. But like I say, it's tedious.
Which one is that?
It's called Nightbird Eyes.
Oh, yes. That is a beautiful song.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Oh, it's a shame you don't write more, John.
Well, I'm wearing out, you know. Yeah. I've been at it 50 years and trying to be semi-retired and, you know.
So what's this last song you're going to play for us?
This is another traditional song. It's called The Cuckoo.
I'm gonna build me a log cabin I see Willie as she goes on by. Ah, the cuckoo, she the pretty bird, she warbles as she flies. And she does not holler cuckoo till the first week in July. I have dealt my cards in England, and I dealt my cards in Spain, and I bet you $10 that I beat you next game. Jack of diamonds, a jack of diamonds, I know you of old. You have robbed my poor pockets a silver and gold. Well, I often have a wonder what makes women love men. And then I turned around and I wonder what makes men love the women. Yes, I dealt my cards in England, and I dealt my cards in Spain, and I'll bet you $10 that I beat you this game. Yes, a cuckoo, she the pretty bird, she warbles as she flies. And she does not holler cuckoo till the first week in July.
Cuckoo from One of a Kind, the uniquely talented and extremely humble Spider John Kerner, a truly great American folk hero. Maybe when he comes by next time, we can talk about another of his passions, astronomy. I've got a bit of music from Salento for you now, the very heel of Italy, so it will get your feet tapping. You may recognise it because it's a well-known folk song. However, the band Triace have given it a whole new twist. In fact, the songs on their album, Incanti e Tradimenti, Charms and Betrayals, are all about giving the old a bit of a zhuzh. This is Tradimenti, electro drum and bass folk with the odd jazz interlude.
Thank you. Really tough, he's still blue black when he looks in the mirror. All slow, white tears.
double helping of Fool's Gold. That was Hadvash from the LA-based band called Fool's Gold and their debut album of the same name. And before that was a song called Fool's Gold, sung by the Abramson Singers, Vancouver-based quintet led by Leah Abramson, ex-Crooked Jade. Fool's Gold is a track from their self-titled debut album that came out on White Whale Records in 2010. And I'm going to play something from their latest release, Late Riser, next week. I've got two quite extraordinary Arab voices for you next. Both women, both of whom have become part of their respective countries' voice of the new and the rebellious. One is from Palestine and the other is from Lebanon. The first song I'm going to play is from Rim Bana, a musician and an activist who rose to fame in the 90s when she recorded her own versions of old Palestinian children's songs. These were the songs that were on the verge of being forgotten, that then became once more a part of everyday family life. Well, Rim has done pretty much the same thing in her latest album, Revelation of Ecstasy and Rebellion. She's taken poetry from famous Sufi poets and more modern writers and put them to music, reminding people of some of the great poets in verse of the Arab world. This is from a poem written by 12th century Egyptian poet Ibn al-Farid. Supply me with an excess of love. It's intense and utterly bewitching.
زدني بفرط الحب فيك تحيرا وارحم حشا بلظى هواك تسعرا وإذا سألتك أن أراك حقيقة فاسمح ولا تجعل جوابي لن ترى إن الغرام هو الحياة فمت به صبا فحقك أن تموت وتعذرا قل للذين تقدموا قبلي ومن بعدي ومن أضحى لأشجاني الذين تقدموا قبلي ومن بعدي ومن أضحى لأشجاني لقد خلوت مع الحبيب وبيننا سر أرق من النسيم إذا سرى فأدر لحاظك في محاسن وجهه تلقى جميع الحسن فيه مصورا Thank you.
Yasmin Hamdan, ex-Soap Kills, one of the first indie bands to come out of Lebanon. Yasmin's been here in London for a couple of gigs to promote her album, Ya Nas. And you can hear her session with me on World on 3 next Friday, the 7th of June. Two mavericks on Galician pipes for you now. Budinho, who's from Galicia, and Wilbur Calver, a Cuban-Jamaican, who fell in love with the bagpipes from the minute he laid his hands on one. This is Oche Canto en Libertad from Budinho's album Sotaque, out on Spanish label Fol Musica. And it features the voice of Luis Tosar. music of an ancient landscape transposed into a modern world.
Falemos dos bobos, que todo lo aprenden nos libros. Non falemos dos parvos, con cara de domingo. Nin dos sapientes memos, nin dos túzaros listos. Nin do eterno mal gusto, dos probes novos ricos. Falemos de ti e a min xa que vivimos. Ti e unos ventos e nos solsticios. Ti e unos bosques e nos ríos. Ti eu historia de corpos nidios, ti eu saudade de árbores íntimos, ti eu sen tempo polo tempo que imos, ti eu cantando, chorando e rindo. Ti eu nos ventos, ti eu nos bosques, ti eu historia de corpos nidios, ti eu saudade, ti eu sen tempo, ti eu mañá, cando a miña mirada non abrolle na luz, como cativa mapoula de auga, veña a soedade. Pero hoxe canto en libertad, e mentres canto non estou isolado, que o corazón vai comigo e con il falo. Beberei a paisaxe nun amencer de lirios, as campanas do mar nos ventos fuxidios, cada intre un paxaro, cada pulso un latexo, unha espada de churi cortando a frol do vento. Vivirei como o lume acendido na noite, terei cumios de estrelas, cantarei para os homes.
Ti e unos ventos, ti e unos bosques, ti e unha historia de corpos nidios, ti e unha saudade, ti e unha sentencia.
Thank you. Thinking of sweet mine, I spied that girl, sweet little girl, who broke his heart of mine. What is it, Banjo?
As I roved out another track from Sam Amadon's album Bright Sunny South, out on Nonsuch Records. Before that was Wilbur Calver and his foray into the African diaspora via the bagpipes. The tune I played was from his album Diaspora that British jazz pianist Alex Wilson produced. El Cumbanchero is a popular Cuban tune, but it's also the same tune as Rockfort Rock by the Scatolites. And Cumbanchero is actually the name for someone who knows how to have fun. And in this tune, it sounds like both Wilbur and Alex were doing just that. Well, we've come to the end of the programme. Time for just one more song. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week when my guest in session will be Lebanese icon of the underground indie scene, Yasmin Hamdan. I leave you with Natasha Atlas in beautiful voice. It's from her album, Expressions Live in Toulouse, recorded with the Toulouse Chamber Orchestra. I've been completely captivated by this song. I just wish it was a bit longer so I could drift away just that little bit further. Nafourat El Anwar. Till next week. Good night.
حبي مثل